is the Cuban Bear Show.
Gird your loins. I have been for a solid month doing a prank on my sister Allison. Zach and I have been buying my sister's cameos. So we're going to bring her in and reveal this to her on the episode.
I've never quite done a cameo like this.
Did you do this?
You'll see.
Butter biscuit. It's the most expensive episode of the Kim Gravel Show we've ever made. Oh, welcome to the Kim Gravel Show. And can I just tell you, this is probably one of my most favorite episodes we have ever done. Zach.
I'm already laughing, Kim. I can't
you're already
even hold
laughing.
It together.
Bless your heart. This is the thing, y'all. People don't know this about me, but I am a big, huge prankster. Meaning, and I'm really, really good at it too. Like, I mean, I hate to toot my own horn, but toot, toot. It's like one of those things where people know that I'm an epic prankster. People have known me for decades, years, generational. I mean, just have known me forever, but they still don't know they've been pranked until after it's over, right? You know, I can't tell you how many times I've done this to Amy. I've pranked my mother. I have pranked my father. My children, everybody.
I can't believe that still works on them. Like, that's for me.
That is the gift that I have with pranks.
That's your gift.
And listen, so this is what we've done. Everybody's listening to this. Just hang on, gird your loins, put on your seatbelt and get ready for the ride, because I have been for a solid month, 1 month, doing a prank on my sister Allison. Okay. And when I tell you, it's the most epic thing. So Zach, what we have been doing, everybody, is there is this thing called Cameo. Okay. Where like pseudo celebs, real celebs, almost famous people, whatever, get on there and buy these messages to people. So like I could go, Zach, and I could buy, like, let's say if Brad Pitt was on there, right? If Brad Pitt
was on Cameo. Or your favorite Real Housewife.
Teresa Giudice on Real Housewife. I could go and buy a message from her. So she would just say to my husband, happy birthday, Travis. And da, da, da. So you pay and they do a little video and send it to you to, send to somebody or whatever. Okay. So Zach and I have been doing this and buying my sister's cameos for a solid month. Zach, do you want to tell everybody like the details of all this? It's
okay.
Epic.
Yeah. This is an excellent
one. Wait a minute. Can I just say this? It's the most expensive episode of the Kim Gravel Show we've ever made.
Yeah. And it turns out it's most expensive because Allison's the one making all the money. So I created many fake email addresses. We crafted these storylines. We'll get into it, but let me
just, can we just roll a teaser of it and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, let me roll. This is just a teaser to give you a taste of like all these different ones that we had her do.
Allison here from Kim of Queens.
Happy birthday, Martha, from Tim.
Hey, Lara. This is from your mom, Stacy.
This is for the marketing team at your flooring company.
Hey, Amy. It's Allison from Kim of Queens. I got your request.
This is for Samantha from your beautiful owner, Jane.
Y'all, and when I tell you, so the whole time this has been going on, Zach, she has been texting me going, girl, you're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this. Because you kept getting progressively wilder. Tell us some of the ones that you did before her in.
February. So the end of February, February 23rd, we started with just like a normal one, right?
Right.
I wrote that my daughter and I love Kim of Queens and you were our favorite, but Kim never let you do anything on the show. Can you show us your pageant talent? We would just love to see it because Laura is 11 and does pageants. Why don't you have your own show?
So you threw me under the bus, Zach.
I was just trying to like stir the pot. And I was also just trying to like make it so she didn't think it was you.
She never knew it was me.
Oh, my gosh. Because
she's that into it.
The text message chain between me and Kim now is just like us laughing and being like, this is insane. This is so like we have enjoyed this so much. Right?
And so you progressively got crazier.
So then we progressively got crazier. 3 days later. So this is a birthday. This was a birthday message. I have a silly, kind of embarrassing nickname for my wife. And it would mean the world to me if you sing happy birthday to her with our nickname.
Okay, roll it. Roll
okay.
it.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Martha, from Tim. This is Allison from Kim of Queens. Yeah, do you see that? My hat. This is the hat my sister got me for Christmas. And girl, really? That's all I'm saying. I have a little message from Tim to you. Happy birthday to you, Martha. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, boo boo, but honey butter biscuit. Happy birthday to you.
I can't. Okay. She went like so, this. She was, when she was singing, she's like
scrolling. She's
honey looking for butter, buddy.
We did a bunch of these. So now, you know, the fifth cameo we did with her, okay?
Okay.
Is doing a pep talk that's okay. motivating the marketing team with her Southern wisdom.
Oh. All right.
Kim, do you think Allison knows a lot about marketing before we watch this?
So Allison is giving marketing advice to a company.
Yes. A flooring company in Alabama.
This is going to be good. Roll it.
Okay, so this clip is over 7 minutes long, so we're just going to hear the highlights.
Well, hey, everybody. It's your fave, or one of the. I hope I'm your favorite. It's Allison from Kim of Queens. Don't mind me. I'm actually momming, sitting in the carpool right now, momming. The story of my life when I'm not on QVC or working for Kim like a dog. No, I'm teasing. Listen, this is for the marketing team at your flooring company from Tanya. I'm just reading. The reason is you want to motivate your marketing team with some Southern wisdom. I don't know if that's great, but okay. They are always quoting Kim of Queens around the office. I love that y'all love us. That means so much to us. You don't know that. And you're a flooring company in Alabama. Okay, we might have to talk about that. I'm not even a Georgia fan. I'm like an Ohio State fan, so... There's that. So here's what I want to say, because I've been in sales literally since I was 16 years old. So that would be 36 years. No, I'm 46. That would be 30 years. Oh, my God, y'all. I don't know how old I am and how to count anymore. That would be about 30 years that I've been. But the way that you get people's attention, or the way that you sell them a good product that you stand behind, is showing them yourself. So here's the thing. Food is always a number one. And y'all should already know. Y'all probably already know that. Well, I do that by using my personal life to...
Oh, God. No.
To connect. So get a little relationship going with these people. Anybody that asks for a cameo is a good team leader. So, Tanya, good job, girl. And you're leading your team. You did a good job. I love you all. Have a blessed day.
I mean,
oh my gosh, she's made for this crap.
She's
I'm
made
see,
for the,
she's on her way. I'm gonna, I'm not checking her on
yeah,
my 360.
Were you checking? You were checking during. Is she
on
her way?
She's. It's 5:16. She's supposed to be at 5:30. She ain't even left. Okay, she's gonna think she's coming in just taping a podcast, shooting the breeze.
Oh no, I told her. Yeah, I told her like we're gonna talk to her about, you know, your new brand and how she's
I just said somebody canceled. We have to have a fill in. Can you just run them and do it? We have to have one this week because we're behind schedule.
So everybody in the audience, just we're starting the show over, okay?
Play it cool.
All right, we're starting the show over.
So when we come back, we're going to have the best prank reveal ever. You don't want to miss it. Come back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that.
I'm Gianna DiMedio Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald-Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
She's pulling in. Okay,
great.
She's here. She's
okay,
like,
got it.
Oh, here she is. Okay. Getting Hi, close. Allison. You're going to look there. There's your camera. All right, everybody. Here it is, the Kim Gravel Show. And I brought the one and only Allison Lambus, my sister. Woo! I'm so glad you're coming in to do this.
Me too, girl. I was excited about this.
I got
one.
Something for you. Hit it.
Allison Lambus.
I've got my own little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I got a little ring-a-ding.
You got a ring-a-ding.
I got a ring-a-ding.
That's what we're calling them from now on. They're ring-a-dings.
From now on, they're ring-a-dings.
I've arrived.
Well, you've been arrived.
I'm getting there, girl. After next Tuesday, I'll be fully arrived.
Well, look, like, you know, somebody dipped out of the podcast this week, and I said, and Zach goes, we have to have some. I said, we'll call Allison. Well,
seriously?
What?
That's what y'all think of me?
No, you're not after
the podcast.
Allison, you're the backup. We're sorry.
Well, yeah, we had this really great celebrity, and then we were like, just call Al because we don't have anybody else.
Oh, there is nobody. You are a almost famous celebrity.
I'm getting there. I really, not A at all. But I think I'm pushing C to B. I'm going to tell you.
C to B?
I don't know if I'm B. Maybe I'm pushing D to C.
You're C plus. C, so it goes. If you're an A celebrity,
maybe
B
minus at this point.
You have to do more than TikTok and QVC to be a little bit more than B minus.
I'm doing
you?
Cameo, honey. I've arrived.
Oh, that's right.
Cameo.
That's right.
She's so you know, baby. You're doing us up.
So can we talk about that a little bit before dive into LWYA?
Yeah.
Like, tell us about the cameos, girl. You got to tell us. Because Zach knows nothing about all this.
You don't?
No.
Do you know about Cameo? Do you know what that is?
I know what Cameo is, but that's all I know.
But everybody watching might not know what Cameo is.
Explain what Cameo is. Like, let us know, Allison. Tell us.
So Cameo is an app, okay, that if you want to reach out to a celebrity, you can find that celebrity if they are enrolled on Cameo.
Is there a lot of celebrities enrolled in there? Have you looked?
Oh, all the Real Housewives. And you know how I feel about them. So,
okay.
Anyway, so I mean, that's just putting it legit. It's legit. Okay. So anyway.
So Cameo's legit because it has the Real Housewives on there?
Of course.
Got it.
Honey, their cameos, they're making some coin on them. Okay. So listen.
Wait,
so
how much have you made on Cameo?
Don't tell my business, okay? Because that's just the girl out there just trying to make a living. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Okay, so I thought this was going to be really like an inspirational experience, that I was going to have these little girls from pageants
want
to reach out and say to me, Allison, I need a good luck. Send me a little video, a good luck video for your next national pageant. And I've been doing some of those, and they've been so great. Until... they just started getting weird, man. They started getting weird. And I don't know if that's normal. First couple were great. And then I got one that said, hey, Allison, my dog Samantha sits in front of the TV every day while I'm at work. And I'm not giving anybody else's names. So Samantha's the dog. And she watches you. She's in love with you. She's your biggest fan.
The dog?
The dog. Could you please sing her happy birthday, but bark like a dog?
Okay, Zach, you have to. Can you find it? Can you go real quick? Just put in. Can we see this?
Can
we
get it? Can see him. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Let me.
Let's
find
see if
it.
He can pull it up.
Give me a second. Just give me a minute.
Okay. Can you find it?
Well, yeah. Give
I
me a second.
I'll give you access.
Give her. Yeah. Give.
I'll give him access.
Keep
hold
talking.
Keep talking because there's a lot to this. So.
Hold
you
on.
Know, listen, y'all, I was only charging like $15 back then. And I'm going to be honest with you.
But honestly,
I had to up my rate in 2 days. I had to up my rate because I was getting a lot. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, I upped my rate and it didn't matter. People kept paying.
Sometimes when you up your rate, though, Allison.
Just a little bit.
It really, it shows people. Okay,
I'm at $25.
Okay. $25?
$25. So Cameo does get a portion of that.
Because you were, what, $15 before, you said?
Yeah, I was at 15, and then Cameo took their portion, and then, you know what I'm saying. So, anyways, there's a lot because I've got a streak of 12 right now.
Can you see her cameos?
I could see some of them. There's some on your. I just went to Cameo. I found you. I found you on Cameo.
Okay, see, it's so easy.
There's a bunch on here. Let me see if I can. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go. I can get it. I can get it. I think I can share it. Just give me 1 second.
So people can go on and see your cameos. So people, if they want to buy a cameo.
Sure. Why not?
You are so crazy.
Nobody's asked for a feet pic yet. So we good.
Well, we got to get to LWYA because that a feet pic.
What? It's weird. I know. Don't.
Okay. Here we go. Wait. Okay. I can share it. Here it is. Here it is.
Well, this is for Samantha from your beautiful owner, Jane. Okay, I don't think you can see me really good, so I'm going to turn on some light for you. I just want to say happy birthday to you, Samantha. Happy birthday to you, Samantha. Happy birthday to you. That's the best mark I got.
I hope you enjoy it. Love you all. Have a wonderful birthday and kiss that little pooch for me. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I mean,
I just peed a little bit on myself.
Was it good?
Oh my God, was it good?
I thought it was good.
If I'm that dog, Allison, I would love that. I would watch that every day.
She said she loves me, so
okay.
So that was the first kind of like things that make you go you know.
Uh-huh. You know what makes me go hmm?
What?
The fact that you are doing, you actually did the thing. Like you actually
That's why I did my feet though. Because look, if you want me to bark like a dog, even for a little portion of happy birthday, you're going to have to pay next time because that's a lot to ask people.
Can you say no? If someone sends you a cameo, says like, I want a feet pic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I can decline.
Have you declined any?
No. And I'm going to tell you why. We're going to talk about it.
Hold on.
I have no words.
Hold on.
Okay. That got me laughing and wheezes hot up in here. Okay. My asthma sets in. My childhood asthma comes back.
I have no words. Absolutely no words.
Okay. So second request, I wake up one morning and we'll call them Tom and Tammy. Okay.
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 I had one from Tom to Tammy. Mm-hmm. And Tom says, I need you to do me a huge favor. This sounds awkward. So when I got to this sounds awkward, mm-hmm. I started thinking, what am I about to read?
Okay.
But it was just Tom saying that he wanted me to break up with Tammy via cameo.
Dang.
That's cold-blooded.
You told me about this.
Yeah. One. I'm her favorite person, that she loves Kim Queens, and I was her favorite.
Does anybody ever mention me?
Not much.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I do. Where's Kim? I'm like, no, she's at home sitting with her raggedy self behind the office chair doing the same old thing she does every day. Gosh. It's the truth.
Ain't nobody paying me nothing. Ain't nobody paying me $25.
So anyways, he wants me to break up with her because I'm her favorite person. He thinks that it coming from me mm-hmm. would be a lot better than it coming from him because they fight all the time.
Okay.
I sent it. I said, you've got it.
You have it? What have what?
Oh, he should have all of them. Anyways,
okay, yeah. Hold on. Let me. Okay. I think I see it.
Because Cameo, I had to send these through Cameo.
Okay. So is Cameo like you can see everything?
You can. All public. They're all in her profile.
They're all public.
Oh my gosh. People are airing out their business on public like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Well, hold on. Okay. Yeah. Let me find that one. Give me a second.
Okay, sure.
You can keep talking. He's just going to find it.
Okay, so then the next day I wake up and I got one from Tammy to Tom.
Okay. Okay.
And the first word was nope, period. I'm sure Tammy wanted to use other words, but all Cameo would allow her to do is
know where all these people, I mean, did they give their personal information?
No. Okay. I only am getting a snapshot.
Okay.
So it says, nope. She goes, girl, these men are stupid.
Agreed.
She said that.
If you're breaking up with somebody on Cameo.
And I told her that on my Cameo back. You'll see. I said, girl, and if he's got me.
Okay, let's.
We gotta I have it. Let me. I think I found it. I think this isn't the right one, well, I'll find it.
Your Cameo getting ready to skyrocket.
I hope so.
It will.
Yeah, now we're promoting it on this. So here we go.
Yes, now we're promoting you on Cameo here. Which we're coming to talk about LWIA, but okay.
Heather, it's Allison from Kim of Queens. Don't mind me. I'm actually sitting in the carpool just doing my momming today. And I hope this message finds you well. Now listen, I'm sending you this message and it's from Jackson, okay? I've never quite done a Cameo like this, but I have some advice for you after I tell you what he sent me a Cameo to relay to you. He said that you guys fight all the time. He said it's just not working out and he wants to break up. He said he just doesn't know what to say. So I'm here to deliver that message for him, but I've got a piece of advice for you, girl. Okay. Listen close. I don't know how old you are. But I want to tell you this. If a guy ever cannot see your worth,
okay,
do not hang out with him. Don't hang around, sis. It's not worth it. You know how our mamas always say there's plenty of fish in the sea? Well, I don't know how old you are. But girl, there are plenty of fish in the sea. True story. Okay? So, also, if he's got to send you a Cameo to break up with you, because he can't do it face-to-face, because he just doesn't know the words or sounds awkward, then he's probably not true. Okay? So, Heather, it is time to move it on up to the sky and find you a new man, girl. If you need any help or anything... If you need any relationship advice, anything, hit me back up on here, ask for a Cameo, and I'll send you everything I know. All I do know is that if he got a Cameo to tell you that he's breaking up, he ain't the one. Bye, girl. Let's go get out there and get you someone new, or heck, don't get anybody. Let's break it on yourself. Love you, sis. Bye.
You did a great job with that.
I thought it was fantastic. I would pay $15 for that.
I had to send one back to him.
Why do you mean you had to send one back?
Because she said, heck no, I'm not accepting it. You tell him until he can do
oh,
it.
Oh, I got to see the rebuttal.
Okay, I think I found it. Well, we were watching that. I think I found it.
This is the best podcast ever.
Okay. I think I found it. Hold on. Here we go.
Allison, you're getting ready to blow up.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a rebuttal.
Hey, Jackson. So Heather reached back out and wanted me to send you this Cameo. She said, no, sir, you're not going to break up with her on Cameo. She has the password, I think, to this account. And she said, you're paying for this Cameo. If you want to break up with her, she said, you're going to have to do it yourself. Period. So I'm sending you that message because she's not accepting it until... You tell her yourself. Sorry, man. Have a great day, Jackson.
I'm peeing on myself.
Sorry, man. I tried.
Okay, people. This show has gone off the rails.
I'm sorry, but I got one more that you're not going to believe.
What? My God, how many do you have?
We've got to do it. It's the final one, this final weird one that I've got.
Okay.
Saturday, I'm sitting at the basement.
Oh, yeah. You text me about this one.
Okay, so I'm sitting at the baseball field, and I open up my Cameo, and there's a request for $50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So this must be something that people like.
$50?
Yeah, so that must be very important. Whatever they paid, it must be like an important something, I'm thinking. Because when I opened it, the thing was like this long, right, okay, to read it. And I'm thinking to myself, good Lord. Well, since, hey, Allison, we are the Wills family, because mm-hmm. it's going to tell it, obviously. We're the Wills family. We are having a baby, and we're naming her Allison, and we've decided to spell it just like you do. And I do have a very original name, A-L-L-I-S-Y-N. Yeah, Mom, she screwed me. She did.
Yeah, she's always touched. Extra.
You're never going to find that spelling. It's tough to find.
Ever.
If you ever wanted anything pre-printed, good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Okay, so... I thought that was cool. I'm reading this message and I'm like, that is so sweet. Like, people are naming their babies after me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool.
But the next part, they said, we would like for you to send Allison, who's still in the womb, a message.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, to the future Allison.
Right.
Giving her a pep talk. The only thing is,
here it is goes.
We are a part of a nudist colony.
Oh, God. Help me, Jesus.
What?
And we want you to do this in the nude.
That ain't real.
No. Yeah.
So, look. But, look, we don't want to see anything. We want you to be nude because we believe being nude is free.
Did you free. Do this?
You'll see.
I don't see any of you being nude. I see this. Okay,
you
I see.
You will not
okay,
see me being nude. You
I
can
think
see
I found
me in
it.
My whole baseball mom getup. That's my baseball okay. mom getup. But you'll see how I handled it because they did pay a pretty
how
penny.
How have we gotten off on this, Zach?
Go ahead and
good.
Show this.
But can I just
one.
Say this is good television, Kim? As a producer, I approve of this. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, Willis and family. It's Allison from Kim of Queens. And I love that y'all are going to name your daughter Allison with a Y. I don't know if y'all know, but that means noble and light. So our name, Allison, means noble and light. And that's so awesome. Listen, I could not do the nudist part. That's just not me. I hope y'all understand. But I ain't knocking you, and there's no judgments here. I think that's pretty cool. Do you, boo? That's the way I feel. Anyways, we just want to say that we love y'all. Allison is going to be absolutely beautiful. I wish y'all would send me a cameo when she's born. I'm sending her light and love and all the good things. Hey, listen, I hope y'all have a wonderful day. Everybody be safe with that delivery. So excited about that. And stay well. Bye, guys.
Oh, my God.
That's how you handle those requests.
That was nice, though.
I thought
that was good.
Very uplifting. I just said, look, the nudist thing ain't me. That's you, boo. I ain't judging. Do
well,
you?
Well, she texted really, me. She texted me about that, said, should I do it? I said, just ignore that part. Like, don't,
yeah,
you know.
I didn't give it yeah. really any light, but I didn't want them to give me a bad review. So
oh, you get reviewed on
yes,
these things.
And then nobody will want to book you, so. Uh-huh. I like to keep my 5-star reviews.
Do you have 5 stars?
I have 5 stars.
Zach, I have no words. Do you have any words for this?
I mean, I'm really glad you weren't naked in the like line picking up your son.
Me too.
You could have pulled your shirt down like this for
Kelly.
People
you know what Kelly, our esthetician said?
What?
She
what?
Said, why don't you just put a towel? I said, Kelly, I don't even want them imagining me naked. That's not.
Well, you can't get a towel around them things. You're gonna be able to get a towel around all that.
You're such a witch.
I really am.
You are.
You really am. You know why?
Why? Tell me why.
Because we're Jackson.
Nuh-uh.
We're Jackson. We're Heather.
No, you're not.
We're Penelope. We're all of them people. Zach and I, you've been pranked for a solid month.
Olivia. Hey, girl. Allison here from Kim of Queens.
Happy birthday, boo boo, bud honey, butter biscuit.
This is for the marketing team at your flooring company.
This is the best bark I got.
I'm sending you this message, and it's from Jackson. He said it's just not working out. And he wants to break up.
Hey, Jackson.
So there goes all
so
my money.
So Heather reached
not
back out.
Money anymore.
She said, no, sir. You're not going to break up with her on Cameo.
Listen, I could not do the nudist part. That's just not jerk. Me. I hope y'all understand. I love you, girl, and I hope you have a fabulous day.
This is going out everywhere. It's going on YouTube. We have been playing the whole 30 days. But the fact that I'm not going to get that money like that anymore. I was putting that into my budget now. My QuickBooks. I started plugging in about $250 a week.
You budgeted.
Everybody knew. Kelly knew.
The only person that didn't know was Mom because she would have told you.
Mm-hmm. All of it. Zach made it all up. He got all the emails. We paid all of the things. We strategically fixed to do this.
The stress.
How did you know I would get on it?
Because we.
Oh, we didn't. We found out you were on it. You mentioned you were on Cameo.
Yeah.
Like on a call or something, man. Like a month ago.
They're
goes all that income. I hate y'all.
I was telling Kim, this was the most expensive episode we've ever made, Allison. It's and you made all the money.
Why Amy sent me a little extra bonus today? No, it was for a show that she forgot to pay me the bonus for.
Oh, my God, Allison. I knew this would be the best prank I've ever done.
That is so upsetting. I tell the people really love me.
They do. You're getting ready to get a lot of kids.
I came all the way over here for this.
You might have had some that aren't us. I don't know how many you've had.
Yeah, I don't know how many you got.
Did y'all send Olivia's today? I got one this morning for Olivia the pageant girl.
Yeah, we did
Olivia's the pageant too?
Girl. We just sent you one before you got here. Look it up. Look it up.
Kim texted me freaking out the other day because you almost
Stephanie Kramer, Miss Georgia Pecan of the South.
I'm getting all this money for. Both of these are going back to y'all because I'm collecting that $50.
We want them.
As I would expect them to.
Read the one we actually did.
From Bobby Kramer to Stephanie Kramer.
Uh huh.
Prom is coming up. Uh-huh. Stephanie's going to prom with my best friend. I caught them making out in the car. And she better not let him try anything. She's 17 and Keith is a player, so don't be playing him watching. The brother? Oh, this is from his brother.
Uh-huh.
This is not true, though. Y'all! I was like, oh my God, brother. I hate y'all so much.
Y'all just
ruined my whole day.
This is the best.
Right. I'm about to cry my things off.
Don't cry. People will be mad at me for the prank.
No, they will. They'll turn on you.
Had no clue.
And the other day I was like, are you sure? Was it you I said something
yeah,
to?
Yeah, you did.
I said, are y'all sure you're not doing something to me?
No, he's like, no.
No. You played it off so good.
I know. And I didn't tell Mom anything. I texted
y'all,
Zach.
Y'all have been scheming on
I
me
said,
for
Zach,
this
back down. Back it down.
What do you
I'm
mean?
Read
I said,
the text.
Send her a normal one so she doesn't freak out and think something wrong.
Who did the whole nudist colony thing?
That's Zach.
Zach, you are. I'm ticked at you.
I mean,
the love of the show.
As
the
I
show,
was driving to my office
show.
Today, Allison, I was like, I really hope, like, I feel like I'm one of the family. If I'm not, I'm going to be murdered today.
This is the best prank I've ever done.
When I go home and process tonight, I just want y'all to know because I'm not processing right now. When I actually process out and no more cameos come through, maybe y'all boosted me up in the chain or something. I don't know, but.
But this podcast, a lot of people watch this. Everyone on the QVC Plus audience, Allison needs cameos. She's here for you.
She's so supportive of everyone. Didn't you see that?
Girl, can I just say something?
What?
Your marketing one to the marketing people, fantastic.
Did you love it?
The advice that you gave to the faux flooring company
was good advice.
I was like, ding, 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 because we recorded a lot of it before you got here.
Yeah.
And set everybody up, tell everybody what's coming down the pike. So, like, when you came in here, we had already been recording. So, say hello to everybody. They're in on the joke.
They're in on
They've been on the joke.
You know what? I wish y'all would send me a real one just because. That hurts my
I think you're kidding. But you might want to go back down to 15 just to make sure.
Y'all were just paying it away. I thought, this is so great. I was so excited that people were paying $50 to talk to me. I was so excited.
That one was so expensive.
What about my kind of famous hat? Wasn't that a good
one? That was a good one.
That was funny.
And you did give me props for that.
That was funny.
Honey, I've been seeing them all.
So this is,
Kim, so hurts me.
Hold on. I got to call Amy and tell her. Amy's been waiting for this. And Kelly too.
Oh my God. Speaker. Yeah, speaker.
Does Amanda know too?
I got a speaker. Hold on. Oh yeah, Amanda knows.
Oh my God.
I'm going to call her right now. I'm going to call everybody that knows right now.
Hello?
Allison?
Amy, I hate y'all.
Uh-huh. Guess what?
What?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Allison's sitting here typing the podcast.
Okay.
Amy, I don't appreciate it.
I
had already put into QuickBooks to receive a $250 income from Cameo per week. That was going to be a whole nother $1,000 of income I was getting.
Oh, my God.
So, Amy, did you have any ideas for Zach on the cameo? You were given a couple suggestions, right?
Oh, she did. Good ones.
Yeah.
Okay, what were...
The dog one was mine.
The barking dog.
I should have known. Nobody puts their dog in front of the TV and they say.
Yeah, they do.
No, actually, but they say they love Elsa.
No, they do.
Was the dog one? I know the one. The one I told to say a funny name, like
the funny name
or whatever.
Boo Boo Honey, you were Boo Boo Buttercup. Buttercup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was right. All right. I didn't come up with that name, but yeah, that was my idea.
All right, we're making the rounds to see everybody that knew that was in on the prank. We're calling them now. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
This took a village.
Oh, this really did take a village. Amy had good ideas. Amy was really good.
It really should make me feel good that y'all have invested this much in me.
We believe in you, Allison.
Y'all believe in me 200.
And so, like, I'm just going to say right now.
I know.
This is the text I got today.
Wait, I just want to take us into a moment. The moment that you almost found out, Allison, Kim sends me a text and she goes, so Allison is freaking out about the last ask. Do a normal one later today. She's getting suspicious.
I wasn't getting suspicious. That's the thing. I was just thinking, how am I going to do this?
Hold on. And then yesterday at 4:26, Kelly said, Allison filled me in on all the cameos she's been doing. She's going to be so ticked when she finds out it's a joke. She said, girl, I'm making a killing.
So let's call Kelly. I hate her. She said my whole facial yesterday was like, oh, really? Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let's see if she picks up. Kelly is our facialist for our company.
She's an esthetician. Don't call her facialist. She don't like that.
She don't like facialists.
Hello.
Just want to let
Kelly,
you know.
You are a. I don't like you at all.
Why?
You know why. Don't even act like you don't know why.
I know nothing about nothing.
And I'm sitting there. Yeah, you let me just brag on all the money I'm making on Cameo.
Kelly, which? Kelly, you're on the podcast. We're taping you live. We're calling everybody that was in on the prank. Can you tell us how long have we been doing this prank?
Oh, my God. At least 3 weeks. Yeah. 2-3 weeks.
3.5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Y'all are so... How did y'all even know I'd come today?
Because we know you.
Gosh.
Listen, your stories yesterday were great. I thoroughly enjoyed them.
You know what, Kelly?
What was your favorite one? No, what was your favorite one, Kelly?
Oh, probably the nudist, really. Oh, my God.
And Kelly, you played it off. You were like, well, I would have just taken a towel and moved it down.
Hey, listen, if I didn't prove myself yesterday, then
yeah.
I'll never will.
No, you never will. Ride or die right here. All right, Kels,
we're
calling everybody that's been on the prank.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay.
And I should have known when we had a dream team message that said, this is the year of pranks. I should have known.
I prank everybody, y'all.
Does Sean know?
Wait,
no,
who
Sean doesn't know.
Oh, he's going to be so upset, too. That's our
income. Oh, no, Sean.
Poor Sean.
Let me see if Travis answers.
Oh.
You're calling.
No. Hey, babe, I'm here taping the podcast with Allison, and we just revealed the cameo situation.
Oh, is it funny?
Hilarious.
It's Travis. That was mean. Could have been mean.
It was kind of mean.
Because you know why, Travis? Because I've already started counting that income now. I put that in my QuickBooks.
Oh, I knew the whole time that it was fake. I knew the whole time.
Yeah, he was in on the prank the whole time.
Mark, like
a
dog,
such a jerk,
like
man.
Mark, happy birthday. I was like, I can't.
Everybody knew. You were doing all this. We didn't tell mother because if we told mom, she would tell you.
Oh, she wouldn't tell.
She loved my stories every day. I'd call her and I would say, mom.
Okay. Oh, now we're calling mom. I'll talk to you later, baby.
Do it.
We're calling mom.
You can say I'm here because she knows I'm here. Just say Allison just got another
thing. Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
One time you need her.
Yeah.
She got out easy.
Are you upset?
I mean, I'm just like.
Did we get you though?
God, y'all got me good. I was thinking that you get this thing called a streak going. And I've had a 12th streak now and it's
what
all is it?
What do you mean a streak?
It's good for your business. It's good for your cameo business.
Oh my gosh. Well, the algorithm's going to love it.
My streak's going to be gone now. My streak's going to be halted.
You know, I was using different usernames. I didn't know what they sent you. So, like, I was in it.
So we didn't know what we were doing. Like,
Allison, I have a spreadsheet with all the email addresses because I have to go in to each one individually. And, like,
everybody is from a different email.
Oh, my gosh.
This has been elaborate and expensive.
I mean,
I will tell you, everybody is going to laugh along with
you. I may really blow up on Gameo. I'm going to keep hope alive in this. Keeping hope alive. I think you just never know what you really might get with Allison.
That's
now.
Right.
So that, you know what?
I'm going to tell you this before we end, Zach.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you.
And
wow.
You know I'm a prankster, but you never saw it coming.
I never, girl, never saw it.
Because let me tell you something. The way to do the best kind of prank is it's slow and low, meaning don't rush it. Patience is a virtue when it comes to pranks.
Is that what your whole podcast is about today?
Yeah. Yeah. We've been teasing this.
And Allison, so, I'm not even going to lie. We're almost out of tape. Like, I'm worried we're going to roll out. We've been doing this. Yeah. We've been recording this for like 2 hours. Sorry,
so this is what we're going to do right now. Allison, I love you.
I love y'all.
Okay. You can always tune in to have the best prank of all. And you made a little money doing it.
My heart.
Mm-hmm. We love y'all.
Bye.
Bye. You really didn't know?
Not a clue. I did not want to compute what you just had said. I was like, no.
For real, you did not know.
We had no clue. Girl.
You just came in here and slapped down and started talking about cameo.
We didn't plan
that?
We did
not plan that
at all. Well, how are y'all going to get me to talk about it?
I don't know. You know me. I knew you'd
bring it.
Because I'm proud of it. This is going to be.
The next one is my brother-in-law. We got to bring my brother-in-law.
Okay.
You know, he's a woodworker. So I don't know.
So he's going to get nailed.
The Kim Gravel Show is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Our associate producer is Kathleen Grant from the Burnett Exec. Production help from Emily Breeden and Sarah Noto. Our cover art is designed by Sanaz Huber at Mammarian Creative. Our show is edited by Mike Kligerman. Our guest booking is done by Central Talent Booking. And I want to give a special thank you to the entire team at QVC Plus. And thanks to you for making this community so strong. Listen, tell somebody about the show and leave us a 5-star review and make sure you're following The Kim Gravel Show on your podcast app so we can keep growing this Love Who You Are message together. I can't do this without you, so thank you so much for listening. And y'all, I love you with everything I got.